Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, or you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are you? How was your week? Welcome to September. You know, I geek out on a new month, and I'm so excited about what is going on this month for me. I was asked to speak at an event in Laguna Beach, so I'm heading out to California in a couple of weeks, and then I'm headed to the beach to celebrate a dear friend of mine literally right after. So lots of fun things this month, and I hope that you're excited about your month. Right? A new month, a new opportunity to refocus and reprioritize and recommit to what matters to you. And I'm excited about this topic today. For me, September is a great time to reset. Summer is over, kids are back in school, and at least for me, it doesn't seem as chaotic. So where do we start? First, let's talk about a winning game plan. Okay, if we don't have a game plan, we will no doubt continue to grind through the week. We will be scattered in our organization, and we will get stuff not done, right? We will go and check off boxes and cross off lists, but to what goal? Are we moving the needle forward on our goals, on our projects, or are we just checking to check? Most of the time, I find that when I'm not committed to my goals in the way that I'm going to share with you today, I find myself in the to-do list of everyone else's agenda, moving the needle forward for their life at the expense of mine. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for you supporting and helping and encouraging everyone else. But I promise you, you can be 10 times more influential in this effort when you are supporting and helping and encouraging you. So how to do that this month? I'm going to give you 6 ideas to win this month. Take one, take none, take them all. Doesn't matter to me, but maybe you find one that resonates with you and you commit to doing that this month. Okay. The first one, I know you know what I'm going to say, goals. I love Brendan Burchard. He says, I think it's him. He says, no goals, no growth. So true. He's one of my favorites in this space. And I'm super excited that I'm going to go through his high performance coaching certification in November and his master's level coaching cert in December. So I'm super excited to bring all of that knowledge and the frameworks and the ideology back to the show to support you in your continued journey on personal development, to support you in your becoming. So anyway, I digress. Goals. I hope you have them. If you do, awesome. And if you don't, maybe you take a minute or a couple after this podcast to think about 1 or 2 professional goals and maybe 1 or 2 personal goals. I love to take my goals and task them out, meaning I break my goal down into priorities that I can delegate into block time in my week. For example, one of my professional goals is hosting a retreat in Houston in November. And I'm so excited about spending a couple of days there in person talking about a lot of the same conversation that we have here, just deeper and more personal. So if you want to hang out with me in Houston, you can head over to my website and check it out and you can get the agenda and get on the wait list. But this has been my goal for a while. It's been on my goal sheet for a while. And had I not have broken it down into tasks, I don't think it would have come to fruition. I broke it down into tasks like secure a venue, get a Facebook page, set the agenda, lock the rooms, promote, etc. And then these tasks get allocated into block time on my calendar. And so I hope you have block time on your calendar. Block time is dedicated time, okay, maybe an hour, maybe two, maybe three, every single day that you are committed to the tasks and priorities that allow for progress to be made on your goals. So if you don't have block time in your weeks already, this, my friend, is a game changer. During that time, you knock out those important tasks free from distractions. Yes, meaning no answering calls, a note maybe on your office door that says, do not disturb, I'm in block time, right? The single thing will give you days back in your month. And once you have goals and you have listed out the tasks and deadlines needed for each goal, and you delegate each of these tasks, priorities into the each day's block, I promise you, you're going to be way more effective in completing that goal. I also like to identify which tasks that you want completed by end of week and prioritize those. If you do this every single week, you set up your week in this way, you will finally start to make progress on your goals in your life, and your life will start to feel more fulfilling, more meaningful, because you're doing life's work, your life's work, not just busy work that we all get caught up in without a plan. So if we are not working on our plan, I promise you, you are most likely working on somebody else's. And then we wonder why we get all frustrated and resentful and unfulfilled. Okay? The second thing that I want to share with you in order to win the week, habits. You guessed it. Habits. Habits manifest your success, period. Without them, it is really hard to make progress in your life. Knowing the habits that you want to start doing, stop doing, and continue doing are essential for your health and your wealth and your relationships. So, have you thought about your habits from last month? How did you do? Did you crush them? And if not, that's okay. We have a new month. What if we work together on setting up some habits that will get you closer to your health goals, your wealth, and your social goals? What habits would you have to start doing, stop doing, and continue doing to make progress? Friends, the goal is so much about what you can achieve as opposed to just tasking out the goal. It's so much bigger than completion. So there really is no rush. And what I love so much about setting goals and setting habits to support that goal is, again, not so much about getting the desired result, but about learning about yourself along the way. Where do we quit when it gets hard? Where do you persevere when you are met with one challenge after the next? Where do you continue to believe when you have no business believing? Where do you continue to move forward when you don't know how? Have you offered up to yourself multiple hows, not just the one how, and then when that how doesn't work, we quit? What can you learn about yourself, your tendencies, and how you handle all of it is way more powerful and way more enlightening than just checking off a goal. Who you become from working through the struggles and the progress is way more amazing than what you actually accomplish. So create habits that are fun and challenging, right? And then it will require a commitment to you mattering and your future self mattering. So I want you to think, what can you start today? What if you just picked one thing this month? Can you commit to going to bed before 11? Can you commit to not eating after 8? Can you commit to moving your body every day or doing a simple 150 set? Or can you commit to decluttering for like 15 minutes every single day? What can you start doing this month? Can you commit to stopping doing something? Maybe it's stopping watching TV a few hours before bed. Maybe it's stopping scrolling and checking everybody else's agenda first thing rather than attend to yours. Can you stop complaining and blaming? Can you stop comparing and judging? Can you stop talking so awful to yourself? What will you commit to stop doing? And then what can you continue to do? And friends, please don't discount this one. We need to celebrate and give ourselves acknowledgement and thanks for the things that we do. It's important. I want you to think about this. How would your relationship with anyone be if all you did was nag on all the things that they did wrong, all the things that they didn't do right, and never once thanking them for all the things that they did well? I want you to think about it. I'll tell you, your relationship would not be very good. This is the work of personal development, learning to embrace all of you with the same compassion and curiosity that you extend to everyone else. So maybe you get a piece of paper out and you write down all the habits that you would like to start doing in one column and then stop doing in another column. And then I want you to write down all of the things that you continue to do, right? And those are things that most likely you don't even realize. Like make your bed and wash your face and brush your teeth, make dinners, get groceries, keep in touch with your friends, buying presents and cards and running kids all over the place and planning birthday parties and vacations and tuck-ins and laundry and all of the things that you do that we discount as obligations. And I am telling you, there's nothing that you have to do, truly. So maybe you just quit it all in your head. You quit it all, and then you bring back on purpose what you want to do with a renewed sense of get. You get to do it. Okay? Habits, super critical for winning any month, any week, any day. Energy is number three. Told you I got six of them. Energy, energy, energy. Friends, without it, we don't have anything truly. If you don't have energy, you can't get your mind right. You can't manage your emotions. You can't show up in the way you want. And ultimately, you will not get the results that you want in your life. I want you to consider that your energy, the energy that you have right now, right this moment, is due to how you took care of yourself 72 hours ago. How you moved, if you moved, how you ate, how you slept, how you meditated, how you took breaks, how you supplemented. We have to cultivate our energy. We do. We have to summon it in some way. We have to protect it, and we have to prioritize it. We have to prioritize our movement. Whether or not I get to the gym, I try to, or I walk every day, or run a couple of miles a day, or do my 150, it is a priority for me because I know how much energy it gives me. So if you're not moving every day, can you just do my 150? Okay? It's super, super easy. You just take three exercises, and a lot of mine are just body weight, so you don't even need equipment. Just take three exercises and rep out 50 of each. Maybe it's 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, 50 squats. Then maybe the next day it's 50 lunges, 50 side obliques, and 50 tricep push-ups. Maybe it's bicep curls and shoulder presses. It doesn't matter. What matters is you tell your brain that you matter and that you're going to move your body intentionally. Okay? So movement is super critical as it relates to the energy that you have in your life. Okay? How you eat. Are you prioritizing how you eat, when you eat, what you eat? And I personally don't love thinking about food as good or bad. I mean, sure, there is a good, better, and best, obviously. I try to minimize food from a bag or a box. I try to minimize foods that have ingredients that end in OSE and that have multiple food dyes. I want you to think like Oreos and Doritos. Sorry, friends. It takes a lot of food dyes to get those Oreos chocolate. Lots of food dyes in Doritos, too. But only because of the inflammatory properties in food dyes and OSE ingredients, right? Here's what else I know. When we label foods good, bad, and then we eat said bad food, and then we stress out about eating said bad food, our hormones release a hefty dose of cortisol that makes it really, really hard for our body to metabolize our food. So when I eat my favorite, what some people might label bad foods, like peanut butter cup blizzards, like old-fashioned donuts, French fries, those are a few of my favorite. I have some parameters, but I do not stress out about it. I just don't. I eat it, I indulge in it, I savor it, I love it. I don't need the double whammy effect from the perhaps not very good nutrition with the stress of the cortisol being released. Okay? So maybe we stop collectively labeling food good, bad, and we just choose the food that's going to nourish our body in the way that feels loving and kind, and not stress about the food that maybe is a little bit more fun and tastes maybe a little bit better. Okay. What about sleep? How are you optimizing your sleep? Are you trying to get 7 to 8 hours intentionally? Are you optimizing your hormones prior to sleep? Which means that a lot of people say you should be done eating at 8 because that's calories in, calories out. Okay. Ah, nonsense. Yes. But what really happens and what's really more important as to the reason why not to eat past 8 o'clock is because when you sleep, HGH, it's a hormone, it's released in the hours of between 12 and 2. And you want that optimized. And you want that optimized with hormones like ghrelin and leptin. And ghrelin and leptin are hormones that are released when you eat to digest. And so you're leaving HGH to do all the work by himself without his friends. I like to think of HGH as the quarterback on a football team, okay? And ghrelin and leptin is the wide receiver and the running back, okay? You need the whole team to make the plays, to score the touchdowns, okay? When you take ghrelin and leptin out of the game, right, by eating before and after 8, you pretty much leave the quarterback on his own, having to run every single play. And it's exhausting for him. Okay. So we want leptin and ghrelin nice and high. So try, if possible, to not eat anything after 8. Okay. Are you shutting down screen time? Are you giving yourself a chance to reset and tell your brain that it's ready to go to bed? Are you shutting down work? Right? Having a sleep routine that signals to both your psychology and your physiology that this girl's going to bed is huge to optimize your sleep, which then optimizes your energy. And remember, energy is one of the 6 ways we're winning this month. Okay? Water, 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 water. Hydration and oxygen are required for almost every single physiological phenomenon that happens. Without it, we have to work harder, which depletes our energy. So please develop and commit to a water practice. I like to say half your body weight in ounces, and then depending on your workout requirements, add another 8 to 16 ounces. Okay. I promise and guarantee most of us are not getting the proper hydration. Okay. So grab a sip of water right now. Meditation. This is the last one. I could talk about energy for a really long time. I just wanted to give you some ideas on how to cultivate better energy. Meditation. We need a sympathetic break. We need a parasympathetic practice. Otherwise, if you are like most every other human on the planet, we are in constant fight or flight mode. This taxes our physiology and makes it next to impossible to lose weight, burn fat, develop muscle tone. Not to mention, it helps reset our emotional distress. Feelings of frustration and anger and exhaust and overwhelm are heightened if we do not take breaks during the day. The researchers suggest a break every 5 minutes on the hour. And if that's not available to you, can you push away from your desk to stand, to stretch, to go grab a glass of water? I promise you, you will feel better and be more effective and more efficient if you just take some pit stops throughout the day. Okay, I've got two more for you. People, okay? We need people, you guys, to win the day, to win the week, to win the month. We can't do it alone. Coaches, mentors, relationships, in order to win the month, we need support. And I get it. I used to try and do it all by myself. I didn't need help. I didn't need support. Right? To need it, at least in my mind, showed weakness. Make sure you stay connected with peers that also want to win the month. Get mentors, coaches that will hold you accountable, challenge you to that next level, question you about your commitment to yourself. We all need people to support our dreams. And if people don't know your dream, could you tell two people today what you're looking to do? People genuinely, I believe, want to support other people. But no one can support you if you don't share what you want, what you desire. And if you want a coaching group, make sure you get on the wait list for our Money and Mindset membership starting next month. And like I said at the very beginning, we're hosting a retreat in November that I'm super excited about. And again, you can learn more information about that on my website, www.leahrowling.com. We need people. We need people probably now more than ever. These last 2 years have been hard. They have left us struggling, unfulfilled, and alone. They have left us wanting this sense of belonging. And you get that by reaching out. You get that when you look to ask for support. Okay, we need people. And the more you can share your honest thoughts and feelings and needs with the world, the more you will get the support that you need. And I learned this the hard way. Please don't learn how I learned it. Okay, if you don't feel like you have a community, build it. Or join one. We would love you and ours. Number 5, emotional intelligence. This is a thing, EQ. It is actually studied as intensely as IQ, your intellectual intelligence. It matters. Emotions matter. You know I'm going to talk about emotions every podcast. Understanding emotions matter. Managing emotions matter. Processing emotions matter. We must understand that we don't do anything without a feeling. Just as a car would not go anywhere without fuel, and it doesn't run great with the wrong fuel. I know that. We as humans don't go anywhere or do anything without emotions. Emotions fuel our actions. And just like cars, we don't run very well on certain emotions. Emotions that make us feel bitter and stuck. Emotions like frustration and resentment and anger and worry and judgment and criticism. We need to be responsible for the energy and the emotions that we lead with, that we enter a room with, that we go to bed with, that we wake up in the morning with. Our emotions are opportunities for us to investigate within the stories of our psyche, not for us to react to, get defensive about, avoid, repress, and revel in. Emotions are a human thing. And what I find so often is that when people say that they don't like emotions, what they really mean is they don't like what happens in the body when they resist them. Emotions don't hurt. Sure, it can feel a little uncomfortable, but it's the resistance of the emotions that make it so hard and impossible, that create the tension and the tightening up of our body. Being smart about your emotions, knowing that they are your best teachers and what is really happening in our body, is crucial in winning the week. So what emotions are driving your actions? Do you operate from frustrations most of the days, overwhelm, resentment? Just interesting to know. This knowing allows you to search for some clarity, search for truth. And 6, clarity. We need clarity, who we are, and a vision of our future in order to win this month. We have to be clear about who we are, what we value, who we want to be. We need to check in to our identity states, our I am statements for congruence. Meaning, if I want to become more patient, I can't be running around confirming to my psychology that I'm impatient, stating I'm just impatient, right? If you're trying to be less frustrated, telling yourself I'm frustrated will just give you more proof of things that you're frustrated about to confirm your identity. So where are you I am-ing yourself? What you tell yourself matters. Your brain doesn't realize that when you say you want to be more patient, but it's hard because instead you say I'm impatient, it hears impatient. Okay. Knowing who you are, your core set of values. Values like faith and family and love and freedom and integrity and honesty and community, experiences and trouble. Knowing those become the litmus test for your decisions. And it's super important to win the week. I want you to win this month, which means that we need to win it week by week and day by day. And you know what? I would totally geek out if after listening to this, you grabbed a sheet of paper and you wrote goals. And then I want you to map out your goals, be as specific as possible. And then habits. Write one habit that you're going to start doing. Write another habit that you're going to stop doing. And then I want you to write a habit that you're proud of yourself for continuing to do. Being proud of yourself will enhance that relationship with you, I promise you. And your relationship with you is the single reason that you are either going to be amazingly successful and brilliant in bringing your gifts and your genius into the world, or it won't. Number three, energy. Write down how you're going to cultivate the energy this month. I gave you lots of options. And they're your natural caffeine, movement, how you're eating, how you're sleeping, your water intake, meditation. How are you going to cultivate this month? Write it down. Post it on your wall. People, who are the people that you're going to share your ideas with, your dreams with? Who are you going to reach out to get the support that you need? Emotional intelligence. Understand the emotions that you're operating from. Knowing that they are going to fuel the best of who you are or the worst of who you are. Clarity of identity. Who are you? What are your values? What do you stand for? What do you care about? This is the work of personal development. It is hard to have the social impact that I know you want. If you're listening to this, you're a leader. People look to you to role model the way. It's really hard to have social impact without self-improvement. And you're here doing this work. You are rare. You are special. And I thank you for being here. I thank you for allowing me to continue these conversations in the hope that we become more of who it is that we are so that we can put more good work into the world. We will inspire others to put more good work into the world. And I believe that this is true with every ounce of my being. So thank you for doing this with me. Have an amazing one, everyone. I want you to win this month. And if you want support winning this month, grab one of my strategy calls or go to my website. I would love to connect with you and help you with any or all of these six ways to win the month. Take care. Have an awesome one. See you soon.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.